This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with a whole bunch of stuff here on a radio for you. And by the way, I've got some great news for you here in just a minute. We'll get back to you about that, but I am broadcasting, as I am live, 2 to 6 a.m. right now, from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, here in Tampa, with FM 93.7 in the mix. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite, too. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Let's not forget to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That means our over-the-road truck drivers and men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail haulers hauling the mail to the post offices so we can get our mail today. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the big old jet fuel out there, too, for the big old airplanes to fly around. And let's not forget about the Amazon folks that we talk to every morning. We appreciate them listening to us, as well as the drivers. And we also appreciate the fact that we've got so many people out there checking us out on Facebook. We are at the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You'll also find us on MeWe. You'll find us on Parler. You'll find us on Gab, Getter, True Social, and on Twitter, Captain's America is how you find us over there. And the website for the show is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. So go over there, check it out. And in the meantime, back for hour number two, here he is, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle. Mr. Kyle, where'd you go? All right.
I am. Hey, Captain.
All right, you're back.
Yep.
You got to flip that switch there, Kyle.
I
flipped my switch. All right, well, let's get this going. You ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we covered a lot of ground in the first hour. Let's see what we can do here in the second hour. A New York City councilman is blaming the voters. You ready for this? The voters for the 27.6% rise in crime. This councilman says, you get what you deserve.
Wow. Well, it seems to me, though, Captain, there's been quite a sea change in the way that even the local government there in New York City views crime, views criminals, and views what to do when criminals do crime. It's the voters, really?
Well, I get it. I understand what he's saying, and, you know, whoever votes for whatever they vote for and whatever they wind up getting, I understand. I think that's probably what he's trying to say.
Well, sure, of course, but at the same time, though, it seems that obviously those that are actually in office are making these decisions. Yes, they may have even campaigned to some degree, but certainly when they see what the results are, and it doesn't take, are they going to wait years for the results of what it really looks like? They've got to understand that they're on the wrong road and they have to change.
Well, we'll see, because so far it hasn't worked now, has it?
No, not at all.
And we are talking New York City.
Well, that's right. And New York City, Captain, was doing so well over many years. And it took many years in order to, especially back during the days of Rudy Giuliani, for example.
He did a great job as mayor, and nobody can deny it.
Well, that's right. And so it takes time to clean up the streets of Gotham, as it were. It just is something that means for business, tourism, the reputation of the city and so forth. It's all in tatters now.
Now, you remember the Canadian truck strike a year ago?
I do. Yeah.
Well, during the Canadian trucker protests, about the vaccine mandates, President Joe Biden and other U.S. officials reportedly urged Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his administration to stop them over fears of how it would affect our economy. Canadian officials revealed the information in an investigation into the government's protest response. So it's now public knowledge as to the fact that Joe Biden stuck his nose in the middle of this and said, hey, you got to stop these guys. Because this is going to affect us here in the United States. They're going to get something stirred up, and we aren't going to be able to control it.
Right. Well, it was a very, very tense period, obviously. This, I think, had to do with a lot of the COVID, as you were talking about, the vaccine and the COVID issue.
And you remember how they stopped it?
How was that?
They went after, they had all the banks shut down, all the bank accounts.
That's right, yeah, the freezing of the funds.
Including the money that was gathered by GoFundMe and all those pages. To give to the truckers.
Well,
and I don't know that I don't know that they ever got that money.
That's a very good question, but it does go to show that you have people in power that would think nothing of ruining your livelihood simply because you made your voice heard or that you engaged in what so many people might laud as civil disobedience. You know, we think about Mahatma Gandhi and people like that, and they're heroes of history, but yet these people got their money taken away.
Yes, they did, and what a terrible thing to know all of this right now as to what happened. All right, Kyle, we'll hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
And thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. By the way, I'll be over today at Mission Barbecue on West Waters, 11:30 to 1:30. Stop on by, have lunch with the captain. We always have a great group of people there, and hopefully we'll see you there, too. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Of course, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I've taken it religiously for well over 8 years now, simply because it works. It works for me. I used to take some fairly powerful stuff, prescription drugs, and I took it because of the pain that I was in, the discomfort that I constantly was in. And I found out that this product, which is all natural, has no narcotics in it at all, does the same thing for me. And I've never looked back. Now, Relief Factor is a product that's all natural. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Pain and swelling, too. It will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got going on by going right straight to the source. I've never seen anything quite like it. 100% drug-free, 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. In addition, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Comes in convenient individual packets. 4 little capsules, easy to take in the packet. You take one to start with, your morning out, with your breakfast, and it'll kick in, it'll start to work. And then you see whether or not you need another one for lunch. If you do, you take it. If you don't, then you don't worry about it till supper time. If you need one then you take it then. And I have taken them morning, noon, and night when I needed to. But right now, so far, I'm able to get by with one packet a day in the morning, for the problem that I have. And, of course, it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. $19.95 is all it costs. It's been that same price that whole 8-plus years that I've been there. $19.95. That's the price for the 3-week quick start. Go over to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. relieffactor.com/captain. See what it does for you, because Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
And how? And how? Well, Kyle, freshman at the University of Delaware. Gee, that sounds familiar. Who lives in Delaware?
That would be Joe Biden.
And Jill and Hunter and the crew.
Yep.
Freshmen at the University of Delaware have to learn to check their white privilege and admit to unfair advantages now due to a new program being taught at the University of Delaware.
Well, I guess it's all the rage, and this, of course, is collectively under the woke banner, obviously. But I'm wondering, Captain, you know, do people really have those who are foisting these sorts of courses or requirements, I guess, shall we say, upon the students, are they really trying to make the world a better place, or are they trying to create racial divisions? It seems to me that, you know, the students and, you know, all, every single one of us, we've all grown up under the same kind of system. Nobody's inherently born a racist of any kind, in my opinion anyway. It just seems that these kinds of things divide more than they ever bring us together, because we have learned American history, warts and all. We understand what slavery was. We understand how it was gotten rid of and abolished. And I think the vast majority of the American people agree that that was the right thing to do, was to abolish slavery and to create a better society. And that's what regular folks are trying to do every day, regardless of their skin color, I think.
Nothing the Democrats have done, nothing, has been to bring people closer together. It's been to divide us, because the only way they can accomplish what they want to accomplish is to divide the country.
Well, that's exactly it. By phraseology like they're come to put y'all back in chains, according to Joe Biden, or also Joe Biden, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black, a direct quote from Joe Biden, candidate Biden. These kinds of things don't help to solve or build any bridges. And that's so sad. You know, if we're all human beings, and that's the message, and it's not the message of this white privilege card versus that racial whatever. It just, it doesn't help.
Now, we've got some interesting people popping up in the forefront here suddenly in the Republican Party. One of them is Mike Lindell. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell announced Monday that he is 100% running to be the RNC chairman. Then we heard from Governor Kristi Noem up in South Dakota, and she said that Rona McDaniel needs to be replaced as the chairwoman of the RNC. Didn't say who she was supporting or who she might think would do that job. I would assume it would be her, because I'd vote for her, wouldn't you?
Sure, yeah.
Nope. So there you go. But we don't know.
Well, exactly. You know, it's always good to consider new perspectives, let's say. You know, obviously the red wave that was purportedly to materialize never really did in the grand a scale that a lot of people were looking for based on the polls and the feeling in the country. So a lot of times that means that you do want to have some kind of change in leadership. Whether or not Mike Lindell, and as you've mentioned before, Captain, of course, is an advertiser for the program,
yeah.
Whether or not it's him or whether or not his presence causes there to be some movement as well. So we just don't know. We'll have to see how it pans out.
Yeah, and I just think that Rona McDaniel, because she is the sister of Mitt Romney. Is that my understanding?
You could be right. I don't know for sure.
Not sister-in-law, sister. Okay, well, anyway, there's some little bad blood floating around there about that, so that might be part of what's going on.
Well, but I think even independents, I think we're looking for something else to happen with the red wave, as it were. So there's certainly a messaging issue, perhaps, that's going on. And I do think the GOP needs to have a unified message as you move into 2024. Whomever the nominee turns out to be, I just think they have to have a unified message. And this GOP Congress, or the House, Captain, as it were, they have to, everything has to simply be looking toward that goal of 2024. And so proposing different legislation, getting past what you can pass, so that you have a track record, showing the people that you're going to do what you said you're going to do.
Now, there may not be a certified candidate in Arizona, certified winner for governor, because the GOP-led adjacent county, Cochise County, right next door to the south and west of Arizona and Maricopa County, has refused to certify the election. There's one other county in the mix that I know of that's also the same way, and if they won't add in their vote, then the total number of votes aren't going to be enough to have a governor. So now what?
Now, what is right? Well, obviously, the word the term lawsuit comes into play here at this point.
And there's one going.
That's right. So stay tuned, because it could get very bumpy with something like this.
Yes, it could. I can't wait to see what the heck the end result is, but, I don't know what they're thinking in Arizona, because, again, I believe that there were problems in Arizona, some sort of problem, and I believe they need to get to the root cause of it before they certify anything.
Well, right, because if there is good reason to believe something went askew and nothing is done, then it looks like a cover-up.
Yep.
Or it smacks of that. And then you don't have the integrity of the election so that everybody can move on. If Hobbs won, fine. But if there's some question about that, then it's difficult to then actually lead the state, because the state still has to be successful somehow. And the people of the state have to be successful.
Well,
you can't do that with disunity.
There is a problem with certifying this election because of Hobbs' office. Her office is in charge of the election. And she never should have been there. She should have recused herself. That's the
100%.
Problem.
100%. Yeah, 100%. Because the mere appearance of impropriety, or just the being too close to it, is exactly what this situation is all about. I mean, if it had gone a different way, maybe it wouldn't have mattered so much, and they would say, "Whoa, we dodged that whole problem." But because this has happened, this exacerbates it even more.
All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming back bottom of the hour with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, along with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we'll be right back.
You're hearing the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest #1 national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
China has hit a record number of new COVID cases, and over the weekend, nearly 40,000 new infections were reported. Beijing has defended the zero-COVID policy as necessary to save lives, but the tight grip continues to impact China's economy and has ignited residents' impatience. Public protests in China are rare, especially ones spread across multiple cities. But despite the widespread anger and frustration, the government isn't expected to let up. Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and now Cyber Monday. But don't forget about Giving Tuesday. Last year, around $2.7 billion was donated on the Tuesday following Thanksgiving in the U.S. alone. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
GM.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website heroesmile.com and tell them the captain said.
All right, the captain did send you. And by the way, I have spoken to the folks at Heroes Mile, and I'm very impressed with what they had to say. First of all, these are veterans working with veterans, and they are first responders working with first responders. Now, Heroes Mile, Heroes is spelled H-E-R-O-E-S, and then the word mile, M-I-L-E. HeroesMile.com is a website. Go over there, take a look at it, and see all the different things that they are involved in and the things that they are adding to help. It's not just about PTSD. It's not just about emotional stress and that sort of thing. It's also about getting your life back in order. Maybe you went through a divorce. Maybe you went through a bankruptcy. Maybe you had a business shut down. Maybe you're having troubles trying to hold a job. You're trying to figure out what the problem is, what you need to do. These people are, they're just like you. They're veterans. If you're a veteran, they're a veteran. You're a first responder, they're a first responder. They will work with you, mano a mano. They're good guys. They do good things. So check them out. Heroes Mile, H-E-R-O-E-S, MILE.com, HeroesMile.com. And then if you want to call them, you can call them. Schedule an appointment. Go visit them. 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET, B-E-T, now, N-O-W, the number 2 is the phone number. 888-VET-NOW, 2 is their phone number. Okay, back to the telephone lines we go, and we'll start out first with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we have a caller on the line, and it's Aaron up there in Colorado. So what's going on up there in Mile High?
Doing all right. Doing a little snowing out here now.
I bet it is.
Yeah, because they said we're supposed to get some snow, so now it's starting to come down here.
Sure.
In my state of Colorado. But the thing is, I want to talk about the criticism of the World Cup going on in Qatar and FIFA and why they're getting their behinds getting whipped as a result of it, because the critics basically are just saying, look, don't repeat history because of the labor issues here in here in the United States. And Kyle brought up slavery, so don't repeat that. And that's basically what the critics outside of Qatar are saying: don't repeat history, don't repeat what happened in Europe, don't repeat what's going on in China or North Korea, because there's still modern day slavery going on planet Earth. Now, either you can choose to accept that, or just continue to bury your head where the sun don't shine. So it's out there. So that's why FIFA and Qatar are being criticized from outside, because they just don't want history repeating itself, or what's going on in China when it comes to the Uyghurs. Well, that's repeating history because of what happened to Jews in Germany. So that's why they're getting ripped, and rightfully so. And because the thing is, I don't know what these migrant workers got paid for building that beautiful, and it's a beautiful stadium in Qatar, gorgeous. So these millionaire soccer players can kick a ball up and down the field, and I guarantee those migrant workers did not get paid millions and millions of dollars. Of course they didn't get paid millions and millions of dollars like these soccer players. Going up and down the soccer field in Qatar during the World Cup. I mean, but since they're not getting paid to build a beautiful Roman-esque Coliseum in Qatar, at least give them a decent pay. Make sure they have a decent housing, food, shelter, and some dignity, because no one should be dying to build anything on planet Earth. You shouldn't be dying. You shouldn't be dying to have a job, which is insanity. But anyway, Professor of Politics, Cap, have a good night. Have a good morning.
All right, thanks very much. What do you think, Kyle?
I appreciate what Aaron's talking about very much. And, you know, obviously I think she's exactly right. I mean, people need to be treated with dignity and paid what they're worth. Absolutely.
Well, yeah. And, the point is that those are very elaborate, those high rise hotels and those office buildings and all that stuff that's there. You've got millionaires and billionaires there from Qatar because, everybody's into oil. All the people that live there, they got a chip in the oil. But, the ones that they brought in to do the work, they're the ones that came from other countries, and I'll use the word because, in my opinion, that's kind of what it's like. They're paid slaves.
Well, exactly. And, you know, it's interesting, too, Captain. You know, you go to different parts of the world, but yet we have people in this country who criticize it so horribly. But yet we see in different parts of the world where things like this are commonplace.
Yeah. Go somewhere else and stick your nose in and see what they're doing. That'd be a great place to start right there, Cutter. All right, Ukraine is on edge, Kyle, for more attacks. The West right now reportedly is eyeing more humanitarian aid. Haven't we, and this is what we were talking about a little while ago when we talked about Mike McCall and Mike Turner, that they're going to be watching the purse strings very closely with the money that keeps going to Ukraine.
Well, of course, and as we head in, literally winter setting in Ukraine, it's Kyiv is snow everywhere now, and people are in very, very dire straits in so many ways. So the humanitarian aid is going to be so important. And of course, Captain Vladimir Putin is happy to use the wintertime as a weapon, as it were. It's showing again he just doesn't care what's going to happen to these people. Yeah.
Yesterday, Blinken said that they were working out a plan to help Ukraine with their heat and their fuel problems and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. I said, what are you going to do, send them the warm weather from Florida?
Right. Yeah, there's obviously, when a war-torn country like that now, with the infrastructure that is being destroyed, and we just don't know what it's going to look like when we come out the other side of winter, what it's going to look like for the people.
Not going to be pretty.
No, it's not. So there is a real human tragedy that is brewing and going to unfold, unfortunately. If we can do anything about it, we should.
If I was them, I would have wooden stoves everywhere they could figure out to put them, and I'd be burning wood or whatever I could put in those stoves to burn for heat. That's what I'd be doing. That'd be the first thing I'd be doing.
That's right. The basic necessities are going to have to suddenly take on such an amazing importance that so many things that we just take for granted, or people around the world in so many ways take for granted, when it's gone and you've got the war that's happening, it's just terrible. And so, again, standing firm and putting our money where our mouth is against the Russian aggression is where it's at.
Where is Julian Assange right now?
Let's see. Yeah.
Somewhere in Europe?
Yeah, I think so. He hasn't been brought back yet. No.
Okay. Well, global news outlets, starting with the New York Times, are calling on the U.S. to drop the charges against Julian Assange.
Very interesting. I wonder what basis they're saying that for.
Because they're afraid he's going to spill the beans, and right away, here we go again, with another bunch of Democrats that are going to have their nose in a ringer.
Well, I can imagine. This was, of course, all the WikiLeaks stuff, and the stuff that he was putting out there wasn't shown to be fantastical or made up or stuff like that, if I recall correctly. It seemed to be pretty accurate.
Now, CNN has had another shakeup, as if they couldn't afford to have any more, right? Don Lemon, right. Don Lemon is over in the morning show, making a fool out of himself, trying to be a legitimate news guy as much as he can be. I don't think it's possible, but the other day he was going after somebody pretty hard, so we'll see. But CNN announced a few staff changes, including promoting Phil Mattingly to chief White House correspondent. Now, Mattingly is going to replace Caitlin Collins, who will be moved to New York City to co-anchor CNN this morning. Now, she'll be over there, actually, with Don Lemon. And I don't know how that's going to work out, but I'm not watching CNN for anything. Are you?
There's not a whole lot of people who are watching CNN for anything at this point. No matter where they put Don Lemon.
And by the way, if you're a young person, you probably are in favor of vaping and pot over cigarettes. Yep, that's probably your favorite if you're a young person. We'll be back, folks, with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more and a Trucker's Highway and Bible Report, too.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm driving my life away.
gentlemen, singing that. Eddie Rabbit, Driving My Life Away, was taken from us much too soon, wasn't he?
That's right, Captain. Eddie Rabbit, also, he was famous for I Love a Rainy Night, and he died in 1998 of lung cancer at the age of 56, yep. Way too young.
Yep, that's what happens when these guys start smoking cigarettes, pack by pack by pack by pack, and he was one of them, chain smoker for a number of years. Okay, well, we got us a snowstorm brewing, but take it away. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. You know, we just heard from listener Erin the last segment, and definitely she's looking at some snow right now.
I'm
looking at it on the radar map right over Denver, especially if you're coming up I-25 up towards Cheyenne. A lot of snow in that area, continues up I-25 for a bit, and, of course, out west on I-80. And, of course, so you'll be telling everybody about what's happening in Nebraska here in just a little bit. But coming out of Denver, I-70, you've got a lot of active snow as you head over towards Glenwood Springs, Parachute, Grand Junction, all the way to the border with Utah. And our friends in Salt Lake City, they've got snow just north of them at this hour. Our friends in Idaho Falls, they've also got snow just to the south. That's what's sort of actively happening. But it looks like also snow, Captain, up on I-90 up near 4th of July Pass as you come through northern Idaho on your way down towards Missoula, Montana. We continue to see, of course, many different winter storm watches through Washington, down through California, certainly in Colorado. Lots of winds in New Mexico tonight. Freezing in the Central Valley, a freeze watch rather, in Central Valley of California. And then up in Portland, south of Portland, down towards Eugene on I-5, you could have some very icy roads as the weather is turning very cold this evening. So be careful out there.
All right, well, we're going to start with a snowstorm because coming out of Colorado, I-76 going into Nebraska up to I-80 and all the way across Nebraska, all the way over to the east side to Omaha and almost all the way to Des Moines right now. But as a matter of fact, it probably will be to Des Moines by the time you get to moving along out through there. You've got snow. You've got a winter storm watch as well as a winter storm warning in western Nebraska. And up the western third of Iowa, going up towards Wisconsin, going up towards Minnesota, you've got snow. That continues until you get north of I-90, and then going up I-35 south of the Twin Cities, you've got a winter storm warning that takes you right across the border up into the northwestern corner of Wisconsin tonight. And that'll take you all the way to Duluth, Minnesota, and over into the upper quadrant of the upper peninsula of Michigan, where you've got the winter storm warning and lots of snow and a gale warning out on the lake. Now, that being said, the other lake, Lake Michigan and Lake Superior, along with Lake Huron, both have got gale warnings for the shoreline all the way through there. Now, an interesting phenomenon happening right now, folks, since I talked to you the last hour, I told you the wind was blowing in such a way you were going to get lake effect snow. Well, here we go. East of Erie, Pennsylvania. Ripley, New York, up in that area and going into that little pocket of western New York, you've got snow, lake effect snow coming down. It's starting to snow in Buffalo. There is snow starting along the 104 highway all the way over to Pulaski through Oswego and then going north up I-81 to the Thousand Islands Bridge. You've got snow. There's a lake effect snow warning. It also goes up along the river, St. Lawrence River, across northern New York, northern Vermont, and it looks like it's going to go into New Hampshire here shortly. Now, coming back down into the Midwest, central part of Indiana tonight, you are going to have some mixed weather, probably some snow flurries coming down off the north, if you will. You're going to have some mixed weather in Oklahoma off to the east, as well as I-40 over into Arkansas. That's probably going to be a little bit of snow as well over in that area. Texas, West Texas, you've got some snow out of the mountains there, Ruidoso on down towards Van Horn again. You've got unsettled weather, which is probably going to be rain coming off the Gulf of Mexico from down below in Brownsville and all the way up to Houston. There is a lot of wind and a lot of waves right now affecting the shoreline all the way up and down through there. We do have rain. We do have fog right now from Mobile, Alabama, west all the way over to Gulfport, Mississippi, over into Louisiana towards New Orleans, and then we've got rain north of Mobile going up towards I-65, probably another 50 miles off the shoreline, if you will. And we've also got over here in Florida in the Panhandle, unsettled weather for what looks like is going to be some rain and some thunderstorms later on in the day. So keep all of that in mind. Now, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Plus the Truckers Highwind Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. And remember, PilotFlyingJ.com, correct?
That's exactly right, PilotFlyingJ.com.
Okay, we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And we appreciate what he does for us. And when it comes to the Truckers Highwind Bible Report, Trucker Eric told us a little while ago, he's in Lincoln, Nebraska. They were predicting snow to start there about 6 a.m. I hate to tell you this, Trucker Eric, but I think it's snowing there right now because I'm looking at the weather map, and it sure does look like it with that big old cloud that's right there hanging around you. It looks like snow flurries anyway. But he said he was going to sleep, so he's probably sleeping now up there in Lincoln. Now, joining us from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You know, we talked a little bit yesterday. We didn't have all the information about what's going on. But suddenly Biden has hit the panic button when it comes to this railroad strike. And he's told Congress, oh, you got to do something. You got to pass something. We got to do something. Well, he's the one that said he had it all under control. Tell me if I'm wrong.
No. It was obviously out of his pay grade, but it's not only Biden, but you also have to look at the Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg.
Who's a moron.
Well, it goes without saying.
I know.
So they're going to force Congress to do something, which means there's going to have to be some kind of an emergency measure. And what ends up happening here is that the unions are going to come out and win on this whole thing.
Yep.
They can make any kind of demands that they want. And that's not, we're not in a good place. Because people simply don't want to work if you just do what Reagan did with the air traffic controllers years ago and let all these, you know, fire all these people.
Sure.
We don't have the people to replace them, and the burden then, goes on if the strike happens. The burden goes on the truck drivers, and we don't have enough truck drivers. So it's a bad situation all the way around.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about Taft-Hartley, because I had some people yesterday at breakfast talking about the Taft-Hartley Act. And I'll mention how that has some play into this, but hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch, coming back with more from Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.